I'm being joined by AGWSR girls wrestling coach Dustin Meyer, getting ready for this state qualifying meet here on Friday down at Colfax Mingo. And Dustin, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. I know you have a little bit of a smaller roster this year, but when it comes to, you know, the season as a whole, I have to imagine that's created maybe some more opportunities for some individualized coaching. What's that been like for you guys here throughout this season, kind of navigating the year with a smaller roster?
Yeah, with the smaller roster, we're able to, like you said, do some more one-on-one. The girls really get into that, being able to do that. They respond a little bit better with that, in my opinion. Like you said, with a small group, we're small. We don't have very many. So it's been a trying season for sometimes, like team points, stuff like that. But the girls understand what the main goal is. So.
And pretty much all underclassmen this season. I have to imagine that's given you guys a lot of room for growth, right? What's that looked like for you guys?
Yeah, right now, with the current ones we have, I think our oldest is a sophomore. So, like I said, we have our young team coming. We have, I forget how many eighth grade girls right now that are out. So next year should be a bump in numbers, and again, we stay young, so...
So when it comes to this state qualifying meet here at Colfax Mingo, when it comes to maybe some of the matchups, any weight classes that you're kind of looking at right now where you might be able to gain an advantage, or maybe any area where you might be able to put together, you know, a little bit of a deep run here in this tournament, give yourselves a chance to maybe possibly get through?
Yeah, I've kind of been throughout the year, you know, looking at stuff like, you know, at different tournaments and what we've got going. There's a lot of go girls, I'm not gonna lie. Our state has grown tremendously in the sport, and there's a lot of go girls coming out of the woodwork that never did it before. And then the last couple of years, you know, they've gotten better. So I'm hoping all my girls could get into the and on the winning side, you know, and make a run at something. I do have a couple that have more experience, so I'm looking for them to, you know, push forward and try to make that run.
You bet. And I know last year, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know you had one state qualifier last year and maybe a couple the year before in the first couple years of girls state wrestling. How have some of those wrestlers that have come before this group maybe kind of set the table for the program, you know, kind of provided something to shoot for, right? Seeing those girls
right,
that came before
right.
them.
The two, well, I guess the three that in the last couple of years, they continue to show their support by coming to meets and stuff like that. And they talk with the girls and help them however they can. So that's a big thing for the younger girls here. So just by them doing that show these girls they're pushing. They're trying, and that's all I can ask for.
All right, and what would be some words of advice, or maybe some kind of a driving message for your wrestlers going into the meet here tomorrow, knowing that there's so much on the line, but again, an opportunity to just you know, kind of lay it all out there and do what you've been, you know, doing all season, you know?
Yeah, my message to them normally before every meet is we can only play with the cards that we're dealt with. And so we just got to go in and play those cards, and if they fall where they fall, hey, it's great. If they don't fall where we want them to be, there's always next year. So, and a lot of them have taken that to heart, and they're trying to make this their year, you know, or whatever it is. But they also know that everybody's, you know, beatable too. So.
All right. Well, that's AGWSR girls wrestling coach Dustin Meyer. About all the time we got right now, but appreciate the time, and looking forward to catching you down in Colfax.
Yep. Thank you.